An infant's breath might blow it out. Charles Spurgeon. He will not break a bruised reed, and he will not put out a smouldering wick. Matthew 12:20. What is weaker than the bruised reed or the smouldering wick? A reed that grows in the marsh? Let but the wild duck land upon it, and it snaps. Let but the foot of man brush against it, and it is bruised and broken. Every wind that flits across the river moves it to and fro. You can conceive of nothing more frail or brittle, or whose existence is more in jeopardy, than a bruised reed. Then look at the smouldering wick. What is it? It has a spark within it is true, but it is almost smothered. An infant's breath might blow it out. Nothing has a more precarious existence than its flame. Weak things are here described, yet Jesus says of them, I will not break a bruised reed, I will not put out a smouldering wick. Some of God's children are made strong to do mighty works for him. God has his Samsons here and there, who can pull up Gaza's gates and carry them to the top of the hill. He has a few mighties who are lion-like men, but the majority of his people are a timid, trembling race. They are like starlings, frightened at every passer-by. They are a little fearful flock. If temptation comes, they are captured like birds in a snare. If trial threatens, they are ready to faint. Their frail skiff is tossed up and down by every wave. They drift along like a seabird on the crest of the billows, weak things, without strength, without wisdom, without foresight. Yet, as weak as they are, and because they are so weak, they have this promise made specially to them. Herein is grace and graciousness. Herein is love and loving kindness. How it reveals the compassion of Jesus to us, so gentle, tender, considerate. We need never shrink back from his touch. We need never fear a harsh word from him, though he might well chide us for our weakness. Bruised reeds shall have no blows from him, and the smouldering wick no damping frowns.